With your connection to agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. Joel Lefwich with Kansas Farm Bureau was on the Dairy Stream podcast brought to you by DBA and Edge, and he shares why farmers are the most trusted voice.
You know, empirically, we continue to see survey after survey from reputable polling organizations that show farmers and ranchers at the top one or two as a trusted voice in the United States industries. You know, the reason for that, I think, is probably widespread. Or has a lot of different reasons probably for each person who fills out those surveys. A lot of that, I think, is based off of the belief that they have that farmers and ranchers are working for them. They are providing food and fiber that we use in our daily life because we choose to not do that as a consumer. I'm not a farmer. I rely on farmers and ranchers to make the things that I want to consume. And when we're not doing it ourselves, we want to believe that the people who are producing that food and fiber are doing it in a way, you know, that is sustainable or aligns with our values. And frankly, we see the benefit every time we go to the grocery store. Yes, food prices are up, but they're still a lot less than any other country in the world. And so we have a reliable food system. We have a safe food system. And I think the result is there. And so when we have a safe and reliable food system, we know that we can trust those who are helping to make it.
He shares how we should engage with the community.
We have to talk to them directly about issues that are important to them and do it in a way that is, again, targeted. So, for example, if we have a county ballot initiative or a state ballot initiative, we don't just need to run ads generically in that state or county. We have to deploy tools in more of a campaign style format where we are digging into the data. Who are the likely registered voters and what are issues that are important to them, and how do we relate to those issues?
And that's your connection to agriculture. I'm Joanna Guza.